Hello, everybody. On Radio Land, this is Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. The name of the show is A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or call in at 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments. This is the 109th day in the year of 2022. Seems like it's going kind of slow, but then it's going fast, right? Absolutely. 256 days left? It's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of the month. Not every second Saturday anymore. It is every third Saturday of every month. The next one will be May the 21st. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. And that is at 582 Lee Street. We also have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Location is LaRue, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-262-0939. My subject today is being content, and we're going to talk about that. My guest today is Terry Tackett.
Hello.
How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing great.
It's good to see you.
Thank you. You too, Linda.
It's been a minute, huh?
Yes. I've been worried about you. You know, I come in here and you're in a sling, and I'm expecting you to look like a mummy or something, wrapped up in a body cast and all kinds of stuff. And you know, you're looking good. You just got a little sling, though. But yeah. I mean, you'll be all right.
Right.
Yeah, you'll be all right. I was just telling her though, for the show, man. The older you get, man, them bones don't heal like that.
You think that? Absolutely. And it hurts.
And it hurts. You know what I mean? Yeah. For days.
For days. I don't have the free will of my arm as I would like to,
right,
and it just won't do certain things anymore.
Exactly.
And this, like I told you, Monday would be 2 months of a fractured arm, and it took place February the 25th when we had all that ice in there in Ohio.
Yep.
3 days that ice lasted.
Yeah.
3 days.
Like so, I told you, man, I got about probably 2 or 3 inches out of my driveway, and literally the tires just spun.
Right.
So finally, I was able just to kind of floor it a little bit and get, because I got kind of a steep area to go up.
Okay, incline.
Yeah, and then my neighbor behind me finally, you know, I mean, of course, he had to get to work too, so finally he got his little Ford Ranger pickup, you know, and just kind of nudged me a little. Once I got to the road, I was fine, but boy, just, oh, man, these private drives and these side streets and stuff were...
Right, absolutely, you know, yeah. Absolutely. And with my subject matter today, being content, I found it very hard to be content because I wanted to get up and go. I wanted to get up and come to the radio. I wanted
absolutely
to get up and go to church, you know.
Yeah.
But they took away my driving privileges because of the one arm
thing.
And not even being able to shift a gear, you know, put it in drive or park or whatever. God forbid I didn't have a stick shift.
Right, a manual transfer. Yeah, yeah.
Thank God I didn't have that, you know. But.
Well, just also, too, thank God, imagine if you'd have kind of defied him and said, you know what, I'm going to do it anyways. Then what happens if your accident is more severe than what it is? So thank God you listened to their advice, even though it was killing you, per se. I mean, you know,
I had friends saying, well, I would just hop in my car and go, but... That's your business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know, I wanted to, but my daughter is a nurse, and she was really on me. Mom, no, because you're fortunate enough that you're not in a body cast,
like she said,
or you did not have to have surgery. So just settle down,
absolutely,
you know, and be content.
Yes.
I'm here to help you.
Yeah,
and she was there faithfully, and thank God for her.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I give a shout out to my daughter, Laguelle Howe. Her nickname is Peach. You know, a lot of people know her by that name, but She helped me out immensely.
In those type of situations, we need people like that, man. I mean, yes, you know, absolutely. And I mean, that was great that she could be there for you,
right,
you know. And,
right,
and like I say, of course, hindsight being 20/20, it's always good that you listened to her, you know,
yes,
and didn't try to, you know, I don't want to say anything, do anything foolish, you know what I'm saying, but just try to, on your own free will, try to say, I'm going to do it anyway,
right,
you know.
Right, do it anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Because then the foolish consequences would have been much worse, I'm sure,
so.
You know. What,
I think
than,
so, too.
You know, so.
Because they wouldn't give me even a little leeway. No.
Right.
No. The doctors, no. And they know, too.
Of course they do.
Know?
I mean, you know, they're doctors for a reason.
Right.
They've seen this stuff, man. I mean.
there were 100 people called in that day.
Wow.
February 25th, 100 people.
Oh, the hospital called in
the hospital.
Oh,
they had entered.
Oh my gosh!
The emergency room.
Oh my goodness!
Because of that ice,
yeah.
Broken bones.
And of course, you know,
heads.
You know, at the time that they were still kind of limiting people because of COVID. So I mean,
right,
you know, that's a lot of cases to get to on top of COVID, and
yes,
you know, and
yes.
Oh my goodness!
It was coming in left and right. You know, the calls was coming in, rolling people in.
I'm so blessed though that you were able to be. To be on the minor end of
because
I'm sure there was people probably more severe than yourself, you know.
People
so
hit their heads and busted their eyes, and it was.
See, that's what scares me, man. That's why I said I'm gonna need a football helmet or something, man, because I'm afraid if I fall on my head.
I wish I had one, but I was so thankful. I kind of fell on my butt and my forearm.
So the brunt of it, you know, was
yeah. So.
Well, that's what if you fall, you want to fall in one of them areas where you got a lot of meat on your, you know.
Supposedly.
So you start talking about like heads and arms and legs like that.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
And like you were saying, Terry, there's a lot to talk about that's going on in the world today. And
sure.
I haven't been on the air that much, just once since February 25th, the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the war is going on, and I know that we just celebrated Easter or Happy Resurrection Day.
Absolutely.
Terry brought up, which one is it?
Yeah,
is it Easter
or
is it Resurrection
Day?
Well,
my question is, then to a question to you then, Linda, is are people, is it okay if people call it Easter? I mean, obviously I know you don't, but I mean, is it okay still if someone addresses you and says Happy Easter? I mean, is that's okay with you, right? I mean.
It's okay. I can't tell anyone how to observe what we consider a holy day.
Right.
You know, only God can judge a person's service to him.
Sure.
I can't do that, you know.
Okay.
Because I don't know what's in their heart and in their mind. But there is a paganistic rule with Easter, and it comes from Nimrod way back in the Old Testament.
It wasn't referred to as Resurrection Day then?
Well, not exactly that, but
okay.
It's kind of a heavy ritual that took place back in the day that has lingered on into our day.
Okay.
Which is the bunny.
Yeah. I was gonna say now how did we get from resurrection to the Easter bunny?
Easter
that's
bunny,
kind of a
laying eggs. Chickens lay eggs. Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, but
to colored eggs, to candy,
all that.
You know, to people, some people get extravagant gifts, some people just get little small gifts. I mean
that's the paganism of Easter.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of people are offended, but you'd be surprised at people in church that are not. They have not linked it to that because they feel like, well, I'm not celebrating that part of it.
Uh-huh.
Right, I'm celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
And it seems like I have a call
Go ahead.
Coming in.
Go ahead.
All righty, let's see who this is. Hello,
this is SP Data calling about your Google My Business listing. Our
drop that. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
So, advertisement.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. So, if anyone else has a take on that, as far as what do you like for Easter to be called?
Mm-hmm.
Happy Resurrection Day or Happy Easter?
Yeah.
All the Easter egg hunts, the kids going, the hiding of the eggs, money in eggs, toys and eggs, candy and eggs, or just boiled eggs, right? Colored eggs.
Yeah.
So, should we continue to mix that and mingle with Resurrection
also
Day? What
too,
do you think about that,
Also,
Terry?
Too, Linda, it's not really, I don't know if it's even really affiliated with it or not, but is there like the standard meal you're supposed to, because I know a lot of people kind of went off script. I know some people had, you know, like cooked out, and some people, I mean, you know,
right.
I know some people, it's a traditional ham, and you know,
right.
But is it okay to kind of, you know, venture away from that, I guess? Or, you know, I mean, I'm sure it depends on what your taste is or whatever. Right. But, I mean, I've seen a lot of people that posted on social media and stuff that they were going to do, you know, either steak or chicken on the grill or,
spare
you know,
ribs,
yeah,
right?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
And what is wrong with it? There is nothing wrong
right.
with that. You know, and a lot of people get hung up in works.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't do it this way, God won't be pleased. Or if we don't do it that way, God isn't pleased.
Right.
If we
right.
don't have our ham and our turkey and our dressing and all that,
mm-hmm.
God won't be pleased.
Mm-hmm.
God does not judge us by that type of work. Because, see, we can't work our way into heaven. We cannot.
That's right.
You know, that's why he died.
Mm-hmm.
He paid the price for us to be saved. He paid the price to forgive us of all of our sins. Okay? So when Christ comes back this time, he's not coming back for your sins.
Mm-hmm.
He made it so that we could repent and say, Lord, he gave us a conscience, so we know when we do wrong, right? Because he'll tell you, and that's God speaking to you. A lot of people don't understand that either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I meant to do this, but I didn't. Seemed like I heard this little voice that stopped me, mm-hmm. right? Well, that truly is the voice of the Lord. That is truly his voice. So, we know when we do wrong. That's why we say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. But thank you for dying for my sins and forgiving me from everything that I would ever do. But he just wants us to acknowledge him for doing that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And what's wrong with that? We
yeah.
thank everybody else for what they do,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
yeah.
he wants to be thanked for what he's done.
Yeah.
Those are the only words.
Well, because, I mean, obviously, he paid the ultimate price. So, therefore, he should be, I mean,
acknowledged,
recognized, whatever you want to, you know, whatever term you want to put in there,
right.
you know, I mean.
Right, and not us.
Right.
What
right.
can we do without Christ?
Exactly, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
We can't do anything without him.
Exactly.
Can't even get out the bed without
That's
him.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, yeah. I think as soon as your feet hit the floor, you should be.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You
At
know.
Least thankful.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people still do the ritual thing and go through the paganism thing,
yeah.
you know. And
yeah.
I remember my mother going back, you know, reminiscing of some
sure.
things that, you know, growing up we did in the past. My mother always made sure we had on the beautiful dresses. And
Absolutely.
The little patent leather shoes and gloves
sure,
and a
sure.
bonnet on
yeah,
her head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the church always made sure there was an Easter egg, huh?
Absolutely.
Or they would give away bags of candy
yeah,
and things
yeah.
like that. They would never fail to say that Jesus died for our sins and that he rose from the dead
Absolutely.
This day.
Well, I celebrated Easter with my sister and them, and they had went to services in the morning. But like
okay.
I say, for them, it was like you're talking about, it was kind of both, because my niece, her son now is like a year and a half old, so my sister is a grandparent now.
Okay.
So, of course, they did both ends of the spectrum. They went to church, but then they also acknowledged, too, which they acknowledged the Lord, you know, and everything, because they let you know that.
Right.
But they also, then when they came home, they kind of showered, you know, their grandson with
the gift.
Yeah,
and all
yeah.
that, and the new
because
clothes, yeah.
he's kind of at that age now to where he can
enjoy.
Yeah.
It, right.
So, you know, they got him a basket and it didn't go all out, but, you know, got him some things he could.
Right. Right.
So, because he enjoys, like, different activities and stuff. So, the one basket that he got had some, like, sidewalk chalk so he could ride on the sidewalk
right,
when the
right.
weather gets nice and
That's
just some educational
kids.
Stuff,
yes.
you know, and things
right.
like that. But they did get him a few gifts, and
right.
you know. And
so, we wonder, what's
but,
wrong
But they
with
they said he was the hit of the church, though. They said he was on the welcoming
really?
Committee. Yeah, they
oh,
said everyone
okay.
that came in, he was waving. And,
oh, that
and said
nice.
He was looking up and down the aisle, and he was acknowledging the pastor when he was.
Okay.
So. Yeah,
right.
so they were they said when they started playing the music, said he was up there just dancing and you know just having a good old time.
Well,
so.
How old is he?
He'll be 2 years old in
oh,
May
okay.
this year. Yeah, so yeah, he'll be 2 years old in May. I want to say the 20th. My niece will kill me. The 27th, maybe. I think
it's
his birthday.
Up,
yeah,
right
yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
It was, I believe, the Friday before Memorial Day.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think that's. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
If not, she'll send me a message and yell at me. And
I'm sure she
so,
will.
Yeah.
I'm sure she
so,
will. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
So and like I said, a lot of church people, they do it that way.
Yeah.
They mix them.
Right, right.
They mix
the both. Right.
But is that right?
But the thing is, like I say, with them, there was absolutely no, I mean, it was clear cut that obviously the main reason for Easter was
Christ.
Yeah, and they absolutely, when you walk in the door, they'll let you know that.
Right, right.
Resurrection but Day. They have some fun too because,
right.
you know.
Right.
But absolutely the main focus of the day was
Christ.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We acknowledged him, you know, obviously we did grace before we ate. We discussed things at the church, you know, we discussed the meaning of Easter itself.
Right.
I mean, you know, so
right.
he was predominantly the topic of our day.
Good.
You know.
Good.
And then, like I say, we had some fun,
right.
you know,
yeah,
but we did, you know, we did acknowledge the fact that this is why Easter, you know, because they want him to learn what.
Absolutely.
What Easter is about.
Yes,
so.
Because if we don't teach our young people, who's going to teach them?
Right. So.
We already know what they're teaching them now, right?
Yeah.
We already know. So we're just going to leave that up in the air. Is it right to bring the paganism into the resurrection of Christ, his
mm-hmm.
death, burial, and resurrection? Mm-hmm. So if anyone has any tips on that, give us a call here at the station, 740-383-9944. I'm very interested to hear what a lot of people would have to say.
Well, I just wondered, did a lot of churches, well, like you said, a lot of churches, I'm sure, had like Easter egg hunts and things, so.
Ours didn't.
Yours didn't.
And they didn't give away any candy.
Okay, because I know I've seen several individuals post pictures, and I've seen different, you know, it looked like different churches,
yeah,
you know.
Different churches did absolutely.
You know, and stuff like that,
you know.
So. Which, I guess what I'm, is there anything wrong with that? I think as long as you acknowledge, you know, to an extent, I mean, obviously, the day is for you know, for Jesus. We know that, you know, I mean.
Right.
But I think also, too, you can have some fun, too, with it.
I think you can have fun, but sometimes I think it's the...
But I think that overshadows it sometimes. I do think that.
Yeah.
Because
I think
of the commercialism and things like that.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think...
And what does it mean? You know, how does that represent Christ? And how does that help?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And lift him up. And that's where we are now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what does this have to really do with Christ
being
resurrected?
Well, because I guess you're right in the sense that some people see this as a holiday and use it as that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize the meaning of the holiday.
No, no.
All they see it on the calendar is as a holiday.
Right,
you know.
Right.
Which, you know, if maybe some places they don't have to work or, you know, or,
true,
you know,
true.
So they view it as a day off or,
day
you
off,
know,
right.
or, you know, or
right.
things like that. Whereas
right.
it should be, obviously, the acknowledgement should, if you're off, that's why you're off, because you should acknowledge,
holiday,
you know,
right.
and they, maybe they choose to do other things, you know, I mean, I'm
and
sure.
And there were a lot of stores and businesses that closed.
Yes, yes.
For Good Friday and
absolutely.
Easter.
Absolutely.
And that. Hadn't been for a long time.
Right.
People
now, I know
right
I know a lot of places, too, that didn't actually acknowledge that it closed early. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, but...
That's still an acknowledgement.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
And the reason why closing early was, you know, was that.
Right.
So...
Right, absolutely.
But I was still amazed, though, by the amount of traffic on because I had the day off, but I had to go in at night at my other job, you know.
Right.
So, but, boy, there was a lot of traffic in the evening. So, evidently, people must have done a lot of things with the family and stuff. You
true.
Know, in the morning, and
true.
Then just kind of winding down a little bit. And
right, a lot of people took vacations because
yes,
of Easter,
yes,
the holiday.
Yes.
You know, I know a lot of people were in Florida, California.
Well, that's
Hawaii,
what I was, that's what
know?
I was getting ready to say.
Yeah.
How many vacations were there? I mean, you
lot,
know, I mean, yeah,
a lot.
Yeah,
but I don't think that takes away from
no
the resurrection.
Well, you know what,
enjoying life too.
You know what, though, Linda, what's so funny? My sister and them rescheduled their vacation because they refused to take it over Easter.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
I guess different.
They were going to go with another family, and that, and my sister told that family, nope.
No. Okay.
So that family, I think, ended up going anyway, and my mm-hmm. sister and him's going in 2 weeks.
Right. Right.
Just because they wanted to celebrate Easter.
Okay. Okay.
Because, and I didn't know this until Sunday, my brother-in-law does the lighting or something at their church, so he wanted to... You know, he was so honored that they chose him to do that, that's why they postponed this vacation, you know, because...
Right.
So he
so
was...
So how does the Jews celebrate Easter?
Yeah.
Or the resurrection of Christ? Because, you know, the Jews really don't believe that Christ came.
Mm-hmm.
They're still waiting on him.
Right.
So
right.
Where are they at?
Where are they standing in this whole equation? Yeah.
You know, because it should be them that's really leading the way here, I don't think they do because they're still waiting on Christ to come.
Okay.
And it's like, what happened to you all? Yeah. That, you know, how did you get so far behind everyone else?
I was going to ask, too, Linda, around the world, I mean, obviously you bring that up and it's a great point, but how do different cultures and things, I mean, do they acknowledge Easter? Or, I mean, or do they have to be a Christian?
I don't think so. I think things have gotten to a point where a holiday is a holiday.
Okay.
Everybody that I know of celebrates Christmas. Even the Jews celebrate Christmas. They have lights all over the world.
Yeah, okay.
And, they have Kwanzaa, which is another celebration for Christmas, you know. Okay. Even though every holiday has some paganism attached to
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
Okay, so that means there's another entity involved other than Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, like another god or whatever that's intermingled with the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So that's what we're saying. Is that okay? Should we celebrate both on the same day? Or are we really just acknowledging Christ and then throwing in the other pagan entity in there?
I personally believe that it's that. You know, I do believe that there is a lot of people that realize what the holiday means, but I think they also incorporate the fun aspect of it too. And my personal feeling is, as long as you know what the true meaning of the holiday is, I'm okay with, you know, the other stuff. But as long as, you know, you praise, you give him the praise that he deserves, you know, and things like that, I'm okay with that. And the acknowledgement and knowing, you know, I'm all right with that. But if you just use it as strictly an Easter basket and you don't really talk about it, or you don't really, you know, that's where I kind of... Because even when I was younger, my mother, who I mean, she went to church a lot. She always took that time before we got our Easter basket to say, you know what the meaning, you know.
Right. And my mother as well. I mean.
And she would literally hide him from us until we.
Right.
And then once we acknowledged, but as a family, we always talked about it as a, you know.
So you would know the truth.
Yes, yes.
And the truth is what sets us free. The most famous Christian groups to commonly reject Easter are the Religious Society of Friends, the Quakers, Messianic Jewish groups, also known as Hebrew Christians, Armstrong Movement churches, many Puritan descended, Presbyterians, and Jehovah's Witnesses.
They don't acknowledge Easter.
They do not acknowledge Easter.
Okay. Interesting.
That is
more than I would have thought. I didn't realize that there were that many people that didn't. But now, do they acknowledge holidays that we don't?
They may.
But why would they? I mean, this is one of the most prestigious and...
And a lot of them don't believe that...
Which I don't know a lot about religion. I'm not trying to come across that I...
And a lot of them do not accept the fact that Christ, as God, came here in the flesh and lived and walked this earth, suffered, bled, and died for the sins of mankind and rose again on the third day. And that's where you lose a lot of different religions because a lot of them have a lot of cultics in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But if that's the... I mean, what do they acknowledge then? I mean, because everything I've ever been taught has been that.
Right. And they're not taught that.
You know, I mean...
They're not taught that. They have a different philosophy about things.
All right.
Okay? Yeah. So, they're not taught that. That's the base of their religion.
Sure.
Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate birthdays. They don't go to funerals. They don't take blood transfusions.
Wow.
You know? So that's where they are. They celebrate no holidays.
Okay.
Okay. And they're allowed to drink.
Sure.
Enjoy life.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They get loaded and all that.
That's
kind
right.
Of stuff. But when it comes down to like holidays and stuff, they don't celebrate that.
Okay. All right.
So everybody has their own little groups.
Sure.
Cliques.
Sure.
And their own celebrations and mm-hmm. their own mm-hmm. acknowledgement mm-hmm. of who God is.
Right.
It might not be the same
yeah.
as ours.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, everybody's not considered a believer in Christ Jesus, and that's supposed to be a Christian
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
theology, right?
But now you're seeing, Linda, you're seeing so many versions of Christianity. Which one is the right version? You know what I mean? I mean, because I've seen a platform of Christianity that I never thought.
And what was that?
I would see. I mean, just some of the stuff we're seeing now, how we still, because when I believe me when I say this, I'm not religious by any means or anything, but I just think that, you know, religion, you take care of people, you acknowledge everybody for, you know, for, now you see people, like they're trying to restrict people's voting. I mean, is that?
I understand where you're coming from.
I mean,
I don't see that as being my brother's keeper or a, you know.
Well, what I'm saying is they should be trying to uplift everybody.
You would think so.
But it seems like they're trying to kind of hold everybody, you know, not everybody, certain people down.
Certain people down.
You know,
absolutely.
And it's bizarre. I mean,
it is bizarre.
I mean, are they afraid that eventually that they'll be the minority? Is that what they're afraid of? Or, you know, I mean, are they afraid that you're going to have too much power? Or, you know, I mean, that's the furthest thing from my mind is that, you know, I see you just as
a person.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and I don't know why it's such a big deal.
I don't either. But you have to also realize power is something certain people have always had.
Right.
And the thought of losing it.
But we see these athletes all the time, and we acknowledge these athletes and stuff. And,
right.
You know, and I'm sure there's people that sit around and say, oh, they squander their money, you know, and I think that's why every time somebody like a LeBron James or something says something that they get so offended, because they're not used to seeing a person like that with that type of money who
does great things.
And he's very intelligent, very, yeah. You know, and they're not used to that.
You built a high school level?
Sure,
sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
he paid
all their scholarships.
I was going to say, every year he donates 88 scholarships, something like
right.
that, out of his own pocket.
Out of his own pocket. And
yeah,
what's wrong with that?
Right, right.
Who should be jealous of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, what I'd like to know is, do any of those kids, I'm sure they benefit from those, you know, maybe some of those kids benefit from those scholarships.
I'm sure.
Because I don't think he put a restriction on them to where it just totally has to be, you know, African-American. I'm sure that everybody.
And should.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Should.
You know, and yeah. I know when he bought those bikes, you know, for the kids up there, he didn't put any restriction. Every
no.
kid got a bike.
Every kid got a bike.
You
absolutely.
Know, and so, therefore, I don't know how we could sit there and tell someone to shut up and dribble when he wrote a $44 million check and built a school, literally.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Brick by brick.
Brick
I mean,
by brick.
You know.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
That's just for me. That's just one example.
Activities are free.
Yeah.
In that school,
yes. I mean,
you know?
And now I just read something where they said now they're using it for different community things. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I may be wrong about this, but I thought they were having some kind of like drama classes where if people wanted to be an actor or actress, they could. They were having people from the Cleveland area come in and who's kind of made it like big in Hollywood
okay.
and come back and do stuff like that. And,
okay.
You know,
that's good. And I'm proud of him for using his money that
and he,
way.
And I think he's having a basketball tournament there now for both girls basketball and boys basketball. I think he's having his first annual tournament there or
right,
something. And,
right,
you know, and.
Right. And you know something, since you brought that up, it's okay that. We don't have the privilege or the opportunity as a lot of other races of people.
Yeah.
Our children.
Well, to me, one of the worst things is, and this really has no color, you know, you can be, is being poor.
That too.
You know, I'm saying this because I was there. I seen what it's like.
Right.
poor, yeah, if you're poor, it doesn't matter what skin color you are or what. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Poor is poor.
You're poor, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, and like I say, growing up, you know, I acknowledge that. So therefore, you know, I mean, everyone around me was. So therefore, yeah. you know, I mean, and you were happy with the little things that you
little bit you had that you got. Know you
that's
were,
right.
Or
that's
at least
right.
I did.
I mean, I can remember days where I had a $10 bill in my pocket, and I literally thought I was on top of the world, man, because I had $10.
I had to be grown when I got that. You I don't know, even remember that.
Well, and I had to be honest with you. I think I got it. I might have mowed 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at a couple, $2-3 a yard. Right. You know, whatever. And
we have 5 and 10. 10-cent stores down right, town when right. I was growing up, you know.
Yeah.
$10 would get you a whole Christmas,
yeah.
you know.
Well, I can remember, and of course, it's not a big deal or whatever, but right as I was in high school, I worked a long time at a fast food restaurant or whatever, and there was one year where I literally bought an entire Easter dinner for my, you know, just my me and my mom and my sister, you know, and
right.
I didn't expect anything, you know, I mean.
Right. Right.
You know, because I just thought that that's what I was supposed to do.
Absolutely.
You know, and my sister needed her fees for her her school pay because she was going to, you know, so I, once again, didn't even think about it. I just,
right.
you know, here.
Just did it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, and I'm not on here to say, you know, I deserve a pat on the back or, you know, but, you know, I think that your mindset's totally different when you're poor.
It is.
You're more helpful, I think, because you all want to make it.
Right. Right.
You know, you don't want to see anybody.
You're more humble.
Yeah, that's a good. That's good.
Humble.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to see anybody struggle
no.
because you're all struggling.
We're all struggling.
You know, and
absolutely.
And the ultimate, I get, you know, the ultimate goal or the eye on the prize, whatever you want to call it, is you want to get out of that.
Yes. Yes,
you want to better yourself,
yes,
you know.
And I want to see others better.
Yeah,
themselves,
yeah.
You know?
My dream when I was a kid was the street I lived on. I wanted to see. I wanted my family to get out of there. I wanted everyone around. I had some good friends. I said, man, I hope we all can, you know,
get out of here.
Yeah, you know, and yeah. you know,
and excel in
exactly,
life.
You know, and both my sisters went on to get master's degrees, and you know, and they're both doing real well right now.
That's
and
great. That's
so.
Great.
And my sister had a baby when she was young, and I mean she still thrived and went to Ashland University
right.
and graduated from there and Mount Vernon Nazarene, and so, and my younger sister, you know, she just she until they closed, she was at the phone company for 20 years,
okay.
and so, but you know, so they were able to
excel, so,
you know,
life. Absolutely.
But the thing, but what's so nice about it is they never forget where they came from, you know. And that's the main thing that whenever I'm around them, I always try to make sure I, you know.
Right, that's humility.
Yeah, you know. Because sometimes if it looks like a conversation's going around, you know, going
right.
the wrong direction, and they act like they're too big for, you know, I always want to bring them back to earth and say, just remember.
Right.
You
just
were
remember.
There once, you
that's
know.
True.
And so,
that's
but
true.
For the most part, like I say, they're great about helping people, you know, and stuff too. And but like I say, I can remember, and me and my younger sister were laughing about this. When we were younger, we didn't ask to go on vacation because we knew we couldn't afford to go on vacation.
Yeah.
So we didn't even ask.
Yeah.
I mean, our summers were going outside and down the street playing hide and seek. And, you know, and I mean, that was a fun summer
right.
for us, you know. And
yeah. But we did go on vacation.
Yeah, like I say, we didn't do, we knew we couldn't afford, so we didn't even ask, you know. And
my dad would load up that car and get our clothes in a suitcase, and
yeah.
we'd always go south, where
yeah.
he came from.
Okay. Now, it was, like I say, it wasn't till we, you know, we may have been like teenagers or whatever, finally, we were able to get, we were able to go to Wyandotte Lake.
Oh, okay.
In boy, we
that
were
wasn't far away,
we were
though,
on top
still,
of the
nice.
World, man.
Yeah.
I mean, thinking, you know,
right, and it was for you,
yeah.
You know,
and what was so nice about it too was when I was younger, is that I loved to bowl. My mom, I bowled a junior. She always made sure every week I had money to bowl, no matter what. She made sure I had money to bowl.
And you're still bowling to this
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I just, but I mean, it's just one of those little things like that, you know,
yes.
and you know, and.
Yes. To hold
like I say,
on to.
And it was
yes.
so weird because, you know, growing up, of course, like I say, we, you know, we had absolutely nothing, but we always had a birthday cake.
See there? Now that's priceless. that is priceless.
And growing up, we were, I mean, like I say, of course, our whole, you know, our whole neighborhood, we grew up really in a poor, you know, poor area, but we always had a telephone.
Right.
We always had a washer and dryer. And I don't know how many people would come and use our telephone.
Yeah,
and Linda, I'm talking in the middle of the night.
Whoa.
My mom would leave the door unlocked and...
So, what you're saying is you were poor, but there were still people poorer than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. And, but you know, we didn't acknowledge that. They just,
right.
Hey, you know, Sue
and
down...
you were there to help.
Sue down the street needs to use the phone. So, my mom would get up...
Let them use the phone.
Until they were done, and then...
Right.
In the meantime, she's making coffee and...
But people were like that back in the day. We did help one another.
Yeah,
and
neighbors
would say, aren't you Claire and Willie's daughter? What you doing out? You better go back home. They watch after one another.
Yeah.
You know, but do you even know your neighbor's name now?
Right.
You know who lives next door to you?
What's so surprising to me now is all these people that, like, they'll build houses, like, back in the woods, you know, because they don't really want to be...
Around other people.
You're right, you know, and I mean, it's just...
They want their privacy.
Yeah, I hear that, and it just kind of, I don't know, kind of blew... But then, also, it's like a double-edged sword, because then they wonder why, you know, like, people kind of treat them the way they do, because you don't interact with, you know, with people,
That's
you know,
true.
And things like that. And,
that's true. But look at our society today, too.
Yeah,
look at it.
Yeah.
And the hand, one hand that helps another, it hasn't stopped. Because we still have to help people up, you know.
Absolutely,
one way or
the other. Yes.
But look at the separation between, we're talking about billionaires on their way to be trillionaires, almost millionaires.
Oh, speaking of that, I heard the other day, they said for the first time in history, the history of this country, Jeff Bezos, the guy that owns Amazon, could be the first ever trillionaire.
I believe it.
And they said to put that in perspective to what $1 trillion is, they said, imagine billions of dollars, but it was like 40 or 50 miles long.
Right.
Of billions of dollars. That's a trillionaire.
Yes. Yes. Miles long.
Miles long. Billion. Yes. Yes. Billions.
Yes. Billions.
But miles
long.
Yes.
My daughter that used to work with you down there at Home Depot, she looked that up.
Yeah.
She's all, Mom, they could just build a bank. But after she looked that up and how big that bank would have to be to hold that money, I said, daughter, this is only on paper.
Yeah.
They can't manufacture that money like that. They
can't. Trillionaire.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I've heard that saying before.
No,
but
I
to
don't
actually
think
for it to come to realization, you never thought you'd ever see it come to realization.
No, not trillionaires.
And this could happen.
Yes.
There could be two of them. There could be this guy from Amazon, and there could be this Elon Musk from Tesla.
Where's that at?
Well, these cars, these Tesla cars that.
Okay.
Did he buy the space shuttle or whatever? He's sending people to the moon and stuff, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And now he's trying to buy Twitter. You know, I mean, which I mean, if
it's
they...
like you say, we're still poor.
Yeah, which...
we're still humbled. We're still trying to help up the
They want to take offense to everyone that says, pay your fair share on tax. You're a trillionaire.
Right.
You know, you should have to pay
more.
You know,
and help us
because
more.
That's why that kind of stuff is what's going to bring people out of
poverty.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to give them opportunities.
Opportunities.
You know,
absolutely.
Which is what a lot of them want. A lot of them don't want handouts.
No.
They want opportunity. You know.
Help
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you'll still have your people, of course, and you see them on the side of the road and stuff like that. But once again, we don't even know their story.
No. But maybe you know what, Terry? The Bible says the poor you will have with you always. There's going to always be somebody poor.
Sure, sure.
But there
sure.
are still people, like you say, who just need a hand.
Yes,
up.
Just
open the door for me, you know.
Yes,
yes. And
I
did it.
And
just
to be honest
open
with
the door.
I was one of those kids whenever I, you know, like I say, whenever I was growing up, to keep going back to it, but whenever I was growing up, I was one of those people.
Yeah.
So what I did was I didn't do as well as my two sisters, obviously, but I always still try to make sure every year I try to do something, either donate my time or donate something.
Right.
To help people.
Right.
You know, and now I got involved here, so I use this as a platform now. You know, I try to encourage people, you know, a community, but come on with us, you know.
Yes.
I mean, you're welcome here anytime, you know.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
Whatever you want.
Right.
If it's going to better the community and it's going to get a message out to where people can go get help.
Right.
You know, let's do it. Let's help them. I mean, you know.
and I think about the COVID, right?
This right. Is what I mean, you're great about getting messages out for people to come and help, you know. I mean, about the food pantries that you that you advertise, and the different churches that are there, you know, that have clothing drives, and they have, you know, different things. And
silent auctions.
Yes.
And things like that.
Some of these employers that, you know, that want to hire people and think, you know, and things like that.
Right.
Because I think if a person sees that they have an opportunity, you could use their attitude changes. Their, you know,
absolutely.
I mean,
because you know,
now they feel like
down,
they got a purpose.
Kick them. Don't continue
right,
to kick them.
Right.
Help them
yeah.
You may be helping the next base soul to come up.
Exactly.
So and so helped me.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
And
yeah.
I want to donate this to this organization,
sure,
or
that,
this church.
That's
or
how we get philanthropers and,
right.
and things like that. Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely, you know,
let's
I mean,
help one another.
Right.
Else.
That's what. So that if I have a takeaway from Easter, I mean, it would probably be that.
Yes.
I mean, I know we view it, and it should be viewed as obviously because it was the resurrection of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. but also let's take that resurrection. That he actually, you know, he rose
your
for us.
Brother
yeah,
as I have loved
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
And use it in a positive sense to to uplift people and to give them a helping hand up
and to
just do whatever we can, you know, and everyone automatically thinks it's monetarily, you know. I mean, it's not. Maybe it's giving 20 minutes here or sitting with some kids after
that's
school
true.
For 45 minutes or whatever. I mean, just
right.
different things, you know. I mean,
that's true.
Come on this station.
That's a good way to look at it.
You know, come on this station, you know.
Let's give our brother a helping hand, our sister a helping hand.
I talked to a lady at work, Linda. We do a lot of, like, a Habitat for Humanity projects.
Okay.
And this lady told me, and it's been some really good advice, and I've tried to listen to it a lot. She said, Terry, I don't have a lot of money. She said, I have two small kids. I don't have a lot of money. She said, but what I try to do is I try to donate a lot of time.
Right.
She
time
said
is
to
money.
She said to me that's more valuable sometimes than
time is money. My
you know,
dad used
so,
to tell me that.
So
if you don't have no money, you got all.
So she said that's why I try to go to every single event we have and do something. She goes
right,
even if it's
others.
Just if it's waiting on tables or whatever, you know.
Right.
I mean, she said I try to do something just because. She said I'm not a big donor. I don't have. But right. She said my time is valuable.
Absolutely.
So
it is.
Take that time. If, like I say, if you and of course, you know, I'm not saying take a whole day because maybe you don't have a whole day, but if you have allotments of 20 minutes here, 30 minutes
true.
Here, you know,
it adds
find
up.
Something that you know that you think will help people, and you know, because I mean, there's people out there, believe me, that would love to have.
Oh yes.
You know, 20 or 30 minutes of somebody's time,
yes.
you know, I mean.
Or give me an opportunity to get a good job.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
no matter what my background may be, give me a chance.
Network with people, you know, I mean,
yeah,
yeah you know.
Give me a chance.
Yeah, go talk
know.
To the HR person
yes.
and, or whatever and say, hey, man, I know this guy that's.
Right. Open the door for somebody.
Yeah. You know, and then at that point, you know, whether what he or she does is on, you know, but I mean, at least. Like I say,
true.
Give them an opportunity.
Give them an opportunity.
I mean, and I guarantee you, you'll see their attitude change.
Oh,
you'll
yes.
see, you'll see, to me,
a better society. Yes.
You'll see, you know,
and
because people will feel
yes.
like they have a purpose.
Absolutely.
You know, as opposed to.
And they're not agitated because I don't have money for this. I don't
right,
have money for that.
Right.
I have a son I need to take
yeah,
care
I was getting ready to say, I don't want to use this term, but it'll kind of ease the burden a little bit of
there
some of the go. Struggles that they're going through,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
So.
We're out of time.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you for the show.
You're welcome.
Terry.
Welcome.
Thank you for being here.
Sure.
Thank you for listening to us. We don't know what your opinion is of Easter or the Resurrection Day, but Terry really flipped that whole thing around. Let's help our brothers. Let's give out a helping hand. If you know somebody struggling, give them a chance. And, you know, where they
that's
can
all
have
they
a
want.
Smile on their face, that they can help meet, you know.
In a sense, Linda, it'll be their Resurrection Day
yes,
in a sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they got resurrected. They,
yes.
they rose.
Yes, absolutely. From the ashes.
That's right.
From having nothing to
yes.
having a little
if
bit of
if it's a
something.
Job at McDonald's, we helped them.
Yes,
you
help
know?
Them. Help them. I love that, Terry. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here live on WWGH.
You're
thank
listening
you.
To WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Marion, Ohio, the talking place. for legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
I got back into radio, and now I'm doing